AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at rubrik.com. That's RUBRIK.com.
News Talk Breakfast with Kira Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
The GAA's argument for maintaining its links to Allianz is flawed. Tainted money is not worth having. So writes the Sunday Independent columnist and former Meath footballer and All-Ireland winner, Colm O'Rourke, who joins us now. Colm, you're not happy with the decision of the GAA's Ethics and Integrity Commission. Tell us why.
Well, they set out a number of points backing up their reasons to stick with Allianz, and I think that the argument in general is flawed. One of them is that it would be difficult to get an alternative insurer. Nobody knows that, and I have never seen it being put out to tender before. And I'm just thinking, in my own club, our insurance bill for the year is about €10,000. And if you take that there's over 2,000 clubs, it's without including County Grounds and Croke Park, it's surely plus 20 million business. I'm sure there'd be a lot of insurance companies who'd be interested in tendering for that. Mm. And they also speak about the legal consequences of ending it. And that would be an issue if Allianz wanted to pursue that, because there's a contract running for a number of years. But we should stand for the high moral ground on this. Again, Allianz then come out and say that they are not involved with the IDF, the Israeli Defense Forces, in any shape or form. But that's splitting of hairs. A wholly owned subsidiary, PIMCO, is one of the biggest financiers of war bonds in Israel. They have provided about $1 billion in the last 2 years. So Allianz, through a subsidiary, are profiting from this. So I'm sure that women and children who have been starved and bombed and maimed in Gaza aren't too interested whether or not it was Allianz or a subsidiary or some sister company or associated company, as the GAA would say in their statement.
The GAA also said it is ethically and legally bound to honour its contracts. A failure to do so has the potential to damage its reputation, undermine its ability to do business with commercial entities. Do you have any sympathy for that viewpoint?
None whatsoever, because we were here before with tobacco and drinks companies and gambling companies. And at the time, there was an outcry from people who supported maintaining those companies as sponsors that it would be difficult to replace them. The GAA have had a tendency to be able to roll up the very best sponsors whenever an opportunity arises. And I think the exact same would happen in this case, and particularly so if they were taking a moral stand.
We did ask Allianz for a statement last night. They haven't come back to us at this stage. They did release a statement on Friday. They said, for clarity, they confirmed it had no holdings in the government bonds referenced in a report by the UN Special Rapporteur on the Occupied Palestinian Territories, has no relation with Elbit Systems, and does not engage in any investment or underwriting activity connected to the Middle East. We have been transparent about this factual position throughout. Now, Colm, I know you've already dealt with that issue. Is there an argument, to play devil's advocate on this, is there a danger here that we have a kind of a witch hunt to find any company with any ties to Israel, whatever, and that we kind of lose track on what's important, and we lose track on reality in doing that? Do you have any concerns about that?
There is, of course, and in Francesca Albanese, the UN Special Rapporteur's report, there's over 200 companies and a huge amount of insurance companies like AXA and Aviva and Zurich, just to go through the insurance section. There is a huge number of companies there. But like, is it more important to profit from war, or is it more important to do the right thing? And the right thing here is to try and divest ourselves from any companies associated with the war in Israel. If we were to take the argument that a lot of people put up, I think that There's so many companies involved that it'd be impossible to get a new sponsor. Like, if you were to take that to its logical conclusion, the GEA would have no standards whatsoever in seeking sponsors. And I think that argument is very flawed.
Okay. I suppose the other argument that could be made, similar to the one I put to you already, is there is a ceasefire there. Is it right to continue punishing Israel after that ceasefire has been agreed? In fact, could that be a deterrent maybe to a lasting settlement being reached?
Well, there's a ceasefire there, but there's still people being killed on a very regular basis. There's huge suffering going on, people living in tented villages, winter coming in with bad weather. The suffering goes on for the Palestinian people.
Okay. You believe our association should be held to a higher standard?
Absolutely. And I think that a reasonable outcome from this now, because we're all GEA people, that we should have an edict from Central Council or the Management Committee that all clubs should gather and vote on this, and then that the motion would go to Congress and everybody then would have their say. It's called democracy.
Okay, we will leave it there. Sunday Independent columnist, former Mead All-Ireland winner, Colm O'Rourke, thank you indeed for talking to News Talk Breakfast. Allianz have called in with a statement. It is essentially the statement I have read out already. They do say they appreciate the seriousness and independence with which the Commission has conducted its work. They say the GA sits at the heart of Irish community life and Allianz is proud to support Gaelic Games, volunteer schools and local clubs across Ireland.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.